the votes to send impeachment to the full House was cast by Mary Bono, an unlikely member of the Judiciary Committee's Republican majority. She won her seat in Congress after her husband, Sonny Bono, was killed in a ski accident. She's a newcomer who's been trying to hold her own amid a den of lawyers in dark suits. Correspondent Art Harris followed Bono behind the scenes in Washington and California.
It's a big day for Mary Bono, widow of entertainer turned Congressman Sonny Bono. She took a seat in Congress on the House Judiciary Committee, where she's been deciding the fate of a president. On this day, she gets to question independent counsel Ken Starr.
Do you want to go over the format in any way, talk about the timing or your allotment of time for questions?
You're embarrassing me. You think I don't know this by now? I have 5 minutes to be very afraid of?
For Mary Bono, the impeachment beat is a brave new world of hot coffee and controversy, hard work, and a relentless press.
They were scheduled to start at 9, so they should head on over.
After stints as a waitress, fitness instructor, and California blonde, she's now 37, brunette, a mother of two, who's learning fast as she catches the wave of history.
All right, see y'all later.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The gentlelady from California, Ms. Bono.
Do you have this bone to pick with the president, or this personal vendetta? Do you hold personal animosity towards him, and has that affected the job you've done?
Well, I thank you for that question, and I hold no animosity.
While critics accused her of tossing a partisan softball, Bono says it's what people wanted to know.
I was ready for him to say yes, and I would have accepted that answer. I was ready for him to say yes as a personal vendetta, and that's that. But I believe that that question deserves to be answered.
For Bono, it's been a rough year searching for answers. Last January, she buried a husband and left behind life as a stay-at-home mom. In April, she won Sonny seats at Congress in a special election, re-elected to a full term in November.
We will now recess until 8:25.
On the day Ken Starr testifies, 3 weeks before the committee vote, Bono says lying under oath about sex is high crime enough for her to back impeachment. But she isn't yet convinced whether the president obstructed justice. She's waiting to hear it all.
I believe either we have something that's impeachable or we don't. If we don't have something that is impeachable, we need to let the president, President Clinton, go back to building the presidency, back to where it needs to be. I admit I have got an awful lot to learn.
I get an email that says, go eat something.
Every issue we look at, whether it's impeachment or censure or whatever it might be, I try to give it a lot of careful thought.
Hi, sweetie.
Palm Springs. Bono was home for her usual weekend visit.
I love you. You ready to go home?
Yeah.
You couldn't have the book open with you when you have to do this test?
She tries to spend every moment she can with her son, Cesare.
Oh, what else have we got?
And her daughter, Chiana.
Happy holidays! Merry Christmas to you!
She takes them on her political rounds during this first Christmas season without Sonny.
Merry Christmas to all of you!
Well, you're the trailblazer of the day, Shannon.
Finally, during the weekend, the family gets a few moments alone in the hills above town.
Yeah, it looks like this is placed this way to make it pretty, doesn't it?
They walk these same paths after Sonny died.
I think grieving for me is a constant struggle of reconciling the past with the future.
Mary Bono had been happy as a wife and mother, managing Sonny's restaurants, working in his campaigns for mayor, then Congress. Behind the scenes, flying under the radar. Suddenly, Sonny was gone, and she had to face her own future without him.
I don't know why people expect you to drop everything and sit home under the covers and cry for a year after he passed away, and people said, run, Mary, you should do it. I sort of had to take inventory of
what I was made of myself. If I could do it,
thank you.
When she did run, longtime friend Kim Waltrip says some people sold Bono short.
People had this misconception that she just was kind of basically, I don't know, just maybe just an airhead or something. The one great thing Sonny taught me about that is it's always better to be underestimated than overestimated.
Another problem, she didn't quite look the part.
I got a lot of criticism. Oh, you can't have long blonde hair and run for Congress. And I said, you know, I just don't want to cut my hair to suddenly fit apart.
It's been today, new developments every day.
But over the months, she's come to fit the role.
Can I see it real quick?
Bono is one of three widows now in Congress. All won seats after their husbands died in office.
Gentlewoman from California.
Lois Capps was elected after her husband, Democrat Walter Capps, died just 2 months earlier than Sonny Bono.
Thank you.
We often will look across the floor, and we, as you know, we sit on the opposite sides of the aisle, but there are many bonds that transcend partisanship, and that's a very strong one. And we'll just have a glance and a smile.
Over the months, Bono has enjoyed a honeymoon period in the political spotlight. Then came a flood of angry reactions, sparked by her recent comments to TV Guide, that Sonny's addiction to painkillers had strained their marriage and may have caused his death.
I think people are very good at camouflaging who they are because it's an important part of the Washington life. But what's hard is when you expose yourself as a regular person like everybody else is, and you come along and you get kicked around, it's a very painful lesson.
Perhaps the greatest lesson is to put aside her personal feelings.
We've been put on the Judiciary Committee. We have a constitutional duty to do this job. You know, I have not had the luxury of saying, I'm sick of hearing about it. I would love to do that, but I can't.
A committee where this single mother has been sitting in judgment of the president.
I think it's okay to say, hey, you know, you are somebody that my children look up to, and I want to hold you to that standard. And I think it's a mistake if we lower the bar.
With her weekend cut short, it's back to Washington for the final round of impeachment hearings.
And have you seen the videotaped deposition or read the transcript in its entirety? What are you comfortably basing your opinion on today?
In terms of ultimately how this will go down in history and how they will deal with
disruption. My question is a simple one.
And they won't. It'll be difficult.
Okay, can you answer my question?
I don't know
if you're a lawyer. You must be a lawyer.
Just before the committee voted articles of impeachment against the president,
distinguished lady from California,
Bono said she'd heard enough.
After sitting through the many days of hearings and hours of testimony, I can also understand why much of the country has become somewhat immune to this issue. I can tell you that after reviewing the evidence and listening to the president's testimony, the president of the United States lied to the American people and a federal grand jury.
A roll call has been requested. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Graham votes aye. Ms. Bono.
Aye.
I love being involved in the federal government because I have very clear ideas about what it should and shouldn't do and shouldn't be.
And the Committee of the Judiciary for the 105th Congress slips into history.
Lately, this impeachment has been very daunting. I know that when we begin the 106th Congress, we will go back to the things that are important to us, important to Congress, and important to me personally, and once again, I will love what I do.
Bono's role in the Judiciary Committee becomes folded into history. She is the only woman on the Republican side, and thus the only woman to vote for the articles of impeachment. Democrats Zoe Lofgren and Maxine Waters of California and Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas all voted against impeachment.